I wanted to open the room up for questions, if there are any.
I was wondering, we had discussed before the restaurants, the theaters, the hotels. It seems like the strategy has been to, like you said, hire great managers and diversify the company. But what do you think is next for the diversification of Marcus Corporation?
Oh, my Lord. Well, I don't really know. We've been so engaged in, you know, dealing with what we have to deal with, and with large amounts of capital involved in it, whether it's growing hotels, acquiring new hotels, what we have to do with the movie theaters now. I mean, this is, if, for example, the luxury seating thing, if that becomes kind of like stadium seating was, where it's everywhere. I mean, 20 years ago, there was no such thing as stadium seating in a movie theater. They were all slope floors. Today, every theater is stadium seating. When you now change over to the luxury seating thing, like I said, I don't know if it's going to happen everywhere, and if it does, how long that will take, but that's huge capital involved. And so we have our hands full in that respect. And probably if something were to happen, it would be somewhat serendipitous, the way it was with my father. I mean, it was, if you recall the story I told about him going out to see Disney, about doing a Disneyland in Florida, and he wound up coming back with a franchise for the big boy restaurants. That's probably how it will happen. It'll just be, you know, something that occurs to somebody. It'll be in the next generation. It won't be with me. And we'll be off onto something new.
Do we have another question or two?
Can you explain a little bit about the transition from your generation of management of the company to the next generation and how that's working?
Well, so far, we're still in business. and it seems to be working okay. It's very tough. We had some very good years. And then right as we were going through the transition, the bottom dropped out of the economy and everything started to change. And actually, we were fortunate that the hotel business really got damaged during those years and just now beginning to recover a little bit. But right after that happened, the movie theater business got better. People weren't traveling and they had more time on their hands because they weren't working as many hours. In many cases, they were unemployed for periods of time. And with that extra free time, it seemed they were going to movies.
I was actually looking for you to comment about sort of the business or professional relationship between you and your son, your generation, and his management team that at least partially used to be your management team.
Yeah. Well, best way I can describe it, my father and I used to fight like cats and dogs. but Greg and I don't have that. He's a very strong manager, and I'm comfortable that he'll make the right decisions. He knows, he's got a good sense of when he probably ought to be consulting with myself and with our board, and does that very appropriately. And so I'm not concerned that he'll do something that's so far off the wall that it'll get the whole company in trouble. If the company gets in trouble, it'll be a collective effort. And at the same token, you know, he's young and he's got a lot of energy and has visions for how to grow the company and many of the things I talked about, especially in the movie theaters that are the really new innovations. I mean, he's tackling those very, very aggressively.